Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to see, hear, and hang with all of you guys. And Ava, you're here.
Yeah, we're going to do all the things.
I know.
This weekend.
All the stuff. I don't know what that is or what that means, but we're going to do it all. Got a lot of cool stories coming up in the show today. Don will not be here today, but he is going to be here next week, so that's kind of nice to have him back in the deal. A couple stories. Idaho man, you're going to love this. Dumped poached deer remains. I'm not going to go into the rest of the story, but you can't fix stupid. Again, Idaho man dumps poached deer remains. You won't believe what it is about. That's crazy. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the Westminster Dog Club.
Yes, I'm so
excited.
That's going
to be pretty cool. Cool limits there. And we're also going to talk about what's going on Mille Lacs with the limit change coming up February 9th. Lots of stuff. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Hello, Ava.
Hello, how's it going?
It is going. How about you?
It's going great. Winter Olympics.
I know.
Officially underway.
We're not going to say anything about it for those that didn't watch it.
Yeah, I did a little bit of, you know, the preliminary runs for like snowboarding and stuff, which is always fun.
And big story with Lindsay Vaughn.
Yeah, I saw that she was
in the crash.
Yeah.
She's got a ruptured ACL, and I'm not going to say anything else about it. You may want to watch and check it out. It's a story for the ages, I will say that. Pretty incredible athlete, but nonetheless, as we've talked about leading up to the Olympics, and we're here. What's your favorite sport?
I don't know. There's quite a few things that I like in the Winter Olympics. Figure skating is always one for me. I just love it. I think they're so talented, and they just throw themselves in the air with no helmets.
No, they can't throw themselves necessarily. Don't they have to have somebody throw them?
No.
Oh. Oh, you mean when they kind of do it?
Jump and
they can't do any inverteds. That's the one thing I know that they removed that from the Olympics.
What?
No one, they can't do like inverteds. They can't like do a flip.
Oh, really?
Everything but,
I could have swore I saw a guy doing his
in the world. I believe you can do it in the worlds, but you can't do it in the Olympics. I could be wrong. I'm not a
figure skating
blade,
expertise.
A blade aficionado, but I like hockey. That's what I can say there. So I think mine is probably between the slalom and GS and the downhill skiing. But I also am fascinated by the skeleton or the luge.
Yeah, and curling.
I find myself tensing up while they're going through these.
Yeah, no thanks.
Hey, they're coming up on the tough stretch, and all of a sudden the bobsled, it slams against it. Oh, they lost time. You know, it's like they lost time on that section. So I think it's pretty cool. Those are the technology going into those things. It's just crazy. You get four blades going down the ice. You get six guys and hurtling down at what, 80 miles an
hour?
Yeah,
what was the movie with the Jamaican team?
Cool Runnings.
Sweet.
Isn't that crazy?
I love when like countries that have no winter season, and then they excel in a winter sport.
Well, they don't even have to excel if they have a character that's something that's different. If you remember many years back, Eddie the Eagle, he was the ski jumper from the UK. They don't have anything in the UK to do that. And he had the big glasses, the big, you know, Coke bottle glasses. And they made a movie out of it. And the movie is absolutely inspiring as heck. You won't believe it. I mean, I'm sitting on a plane between two people and I'm watching this movie and I'm getting choked up watching this movie. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, very, very sentimental movie, but really good movie. But yeah.
So how old do you have to be to compete? Do you have to be 15?
I think it's 15.
And you have to be, like my mom was saying that she thinks you have to be closer to 16 than 15 too. You know, like you have to be 15 and a half. I don't know. But looking at these kids, their little baby faces, and I'm like, and you're the best in the world. You are competing amongst the best, and you're 15 years old. Like, that is just crazy to me.
So I happen to have the definition. Let's see here. I don't want to do, I hate doing AI. If your country of residence is not listed, it means the minimum age applies to you is 16. Others, it's could be 13.
Oh! Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's people that, and okay, so minimum age, there's no specific limited minimum, according to the IOC, which is the International Olympic Committee. Default minimum age is 16. Some countries allow athletes as young as 13 to compete for their respective country. Team USA, 13 is the youngest an athlete can compete.
And isn't it usually like ice skating or something like that?
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that athletes, they have to comply with the each individual sport. They have governing federations. So that sport, let's say it's gymnastics. They require gymnasts to be 16 years of age. Competitors in diving can be young as 14.
Okay.
So depends, it just depends on the governing body for that sport. And I think the reason is in gymnastics, it gets to be a little bit, they're training too young and they literally it's damaging. It's damaging. Absolutely. The youngest of all time. This is crazy. The Greek gymnastics team, 1896 in Athens, 10 years old.
Oh my goodness.
Youngest to win a gold medal was Kim Yoon-mi, speed skater, 1994 Lillehammer, 13 years old and 86 days. And that's a gold medal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The reason they do this, they raise the minimum qualifying to 15 now to protect the development of young athletes, exactly what we said. So,
well, and your mental health even. You know, pressure to be on the stage like that at 15, 13, 10.
Well, think about the physicality of training.
Yeah.
No
thanks.
Kids they're not allowed to be kids anymore. Right. I'll tell you what, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk a little bit about the story we headed off the show with regarding the someone who was poaching. And the story is one you're not going to believe. Stay tuned. You're going to want to hear this one.